USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will restrict travel from India beginning on Tuesday amid a surge of COVID cases in that country. India recorded 401,000 new infections on Saturday, the only nation to have recorded more than 400,000 in a single day. Officials reported about 3,500 deaths on Saturday, but many also say that deaths have been severely undercounted amid the surge. The White House has ordered entry restricted for all foreign nationals who have been in India in the last 2 weeks. The restrictions do not apply to U.S. citizens or permanent residents. And North Korea has responded to President Biden's address to a joint session of Congress earlier this week, saying the president made a big blunder. In the speech, Biden called the nuclear program of North Korea a serious threat to America's security. In a statement, a senior North Korean foreign ministry official said that the president revealed that his policy towards their country would be hostile and claimed that the U.S. would soon face a very grave situation. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
As the U.S. begins bringing troops home from Afghanistan, Wendy King looks back at when it all began.
It's been 10 years since the leader of al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. In Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. President Biden has ordered them out of the country by September 11th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Medina Spirit has won the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. With the win, trainer Bob Baffert becomes the winningest trainer in the Derby's history, notching his seventh victory. Jockey John Velasquez also won his fourth run for the Roses aboard Medina Spirit. Race favorite Essential Quality ended up fourth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
India continues to deal with a large surge in COVID cases, recording more than 400,000 new cases on Saturday. At the same time, the country's vaccination efforts have been slow. While more than 150 million doses have been administered, just under 2% of the population have been fully vaccinated. Earlier this week, the Biden administration agreed to send millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the U.S. stockpile to India and other countries dealing with outbreaks. Those vaccines will have to pass a safety check. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy says the U.S. should send those shots immediately. The Illinois Democrat tells MSNBC that the U.S. needs to help contain COVID overseas so that outbreaks don't spread back to the U.S.
We should rush these vaccines abroad ASAP. And the other thing that we should do is we should waive certain intellectual property rights related to the licensing of vaccines and the production of them in other countries, including in South Africa, India, and elsewhere. We have to recognize that COVID fires are raging abroad, and not only should we, out of a sense of morality, compassion, humanity, and love, help these people in other countries, but we have to do it in our best interest, because if we don't help put out those fires, they're going to come here to burn us as well.
And a four-person crew has left the International Space Station aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft and are heading back to Earth after 6 months on the space station. The three American and one Japanese astronauts are expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico early Sunday morning in a rare nighttime splashdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.